Welcome to Mountain Region Radio. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face and keep you in the know, Mountain Region Radio will review chapter announcements, keep you updated on upcoming events, and break down the good news from around the region. Want to learn about the things that matter most to Mountain Region BBYO? Stay tuned, because you're in for a treat. Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and this is Mountain Region Radio. I'm stoked to be hosting BBYO's first ever regional podcast, dedicated to the one and only Mountain Region. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking with some leaders from around the region. Our first guest will be Mountain Region's regional Gizborim, Levi Tahan and Sadie Rosenthal, followed by my sister, Katie Fabricant. All of these amazing guests will be dropping some straight knowledge throughout the episode, so I highly suggest you stick around. Like the last two episodes, I want to give you a challenge for this week. This week's challenge is to do a kind deed every day. Help someone out, hold the door, and give a little bit of tzedakah each and every day. First up, we have Levi Tahan. Levi is 17 and hails from Salk AZA number 2357. He likes to spend time with his new kitten, take pictures, and hang with friends. His co is Sadie Rosenthal. Sadie is also 17 and hails from Kiviat BBG number 646. She likes to color, watch TV, and spend time with friends. When these two put their minds together, you never know what new and exciting ideas they're going to come up with. So, I'd like to introduce you to Levi and Sadie.
Do I call him Hashem?
Do I call her Hashem?
Call her Hashem.
What an amazing intro, Levi and Sadie. Thank you guys so much for joining me on today's episode.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, love to be here.
So I want to give a quick tribute to Barstool Sports' podcast, Pardon My Take. A hot topic around the Jewish community is the best Jewish food. And one of their famous segments is Mount Rushmore of blank. So I'd love to talk to you guys. What is your Mount Rushmore of Jewish food?
I think the most prevalent in Jewish culture has to be challah. We be eating that every week.
Yeah, for sure. I think challah makes the list. No questions asked. You don't need anything. You can just go straight challah.
Challah is definitely a hot topic, and I would say it for sure makes my Mount Rushmore. But an important differentiation is traditional or round challah. What side are you guys taking?
I'm more of a standard gal. I like the standard braid. Sometimes four strands, maybe three. Depends how I'm feeling.
I think I'm going to have to go team traditional on this one, Sam. You know, I think round challah really it has its place on the dinner table. But traditional, I feel like the breakability, the pull away, you're able to get small pieces, large pieces, whatever you're looking for. I think that's why it goes on top for me over round challah. But, you know, round challah, definitely an honorable mention. But I think traditional challah deserves a spot on Mount Rushmore.
PSA to all my challah eaters, you do not want a dense challah. So make sure you do not kill your yeast. You want a fluffy challah. You want to make sure that your yeast can come to life in that water bowl. And that is the secret of making the most perfect challah.
Very important PSA. Challah taken number one on the Mount Rushmore list. Guys, what else is making it up there?
I'm going to have to say matzo ball soup, number two.
I agree. Matzo ball soup is definitely fire. One secret that my mom does for her matzo ball soup is she actually grinds up carrots and puts it in the broth, and it actually makes the best broth ever.
Okay, matzo ball soup taken number two. Number three on the list, let's hear it.
Sufganiyot. I personally don't really like sufganiyot. I am not a fan of the jelly.
Despicable.
I have to take into consideration the overall Jewish population and their love for sufganiyot, so it definitely makes it on the list.
You know what? I really appreciate you saying that, because in my heart, it's number one, but I'm okay with it at the number three spot, because in reality, number three gets the treasure chest. And sufganiyot, uncontested as the top thing, better than donuts, better than any dessert, and you can always look forward to it. You know, I think the powder on top is really, as they say, the cherry on top, but I think we should change it to the powder on top.
I agree with you 100%. The powder and the texture of the sufganiyot donut is perfection, but just the jelly inside it puts me off, and I just I don't know if I'll ever be able to change.
I have them with Nutella, so, you know, I think you can definitely substitute it.
Hit me up with some of those.
I will, for sure.
So, sounds like it's definitely making number 3 on the list. I've got to throw one out there, latkes. Where's it landing?
Strong fourth. I love them. You can freeze them and they'll still be good. I don't know. I think latkes are perfect in every single way.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to come in here and say it. I'm not a fan. I know. But I think, unfortunately, I've had different potatoes and I just like them better. Potato is by far my favorite starch, but the latke form of the potato is going to have to be my least favorite. But Sadie said some really honorable stuff before about the sukkanyot, so I'm going to have to agree that it makes number 4 for the whole Jewish population.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I just love the flavor of the latkes and how they're so versatile. Like, you could have them by yourself. You can put applesauce on it. You could put sour cream on it. Like, some of those aren't exactly my favorite, but I just know other people do that, and I just find that so cool. And it's just an amazing Jewish food.
All right, coming at number 4 with some controversial claims from Levi. And apparently Sadie freezes them. We've got latkes. So coming at number 4, we've got latkes. Number 3, sukkanyot. Number 2, matzo ball soup. And the supreme Jewish food voted here by Sam, Levi, and Sadie has got to be traditional challah. So you guys were talking about matzo ball soup a little bit. Let's break down some Jewish objects. If I had to ask you guys, if you could be one Jewish object, what would you be and why?
Sam, I'm going to have to say, coming right off that Mount Rushmore, I'm going to go with matzo ball soup, specifically with vegetable broth as a vegetarian. I think I can always count on matzo ball soup to be there for me in the saddest of times, in the happiest of times. It's always there to warm up my belly.
All right, Sadie, Levi would be matzo ball soup. What would you be?
I think that I would be a Havdalah candle because I have a fiery personality, and that shows, just like the Havdalah candle shows how much fire it has.
Hot take.
I introduced you guys a little bit in the beginning, but you are Mountain Region's regional Gizbarim. Tell me a little bit about some fundraising you guys have been doing, and specifically Mr. BBYO.
Yeah, sure. So Sadie and I are the regional treasurers, the Gizbarim. And a big job we have is fundraising for the region, both Mountain itself as well as the International Service Fund, the ISF. And so we just put on our first fundraiser and it actually went really well. It's called Mr. BBYO and we showcased it at Mountain Region Execs, which was Mountain Region's first convention online. And it's where we bring all of the boards from all of our chapters in the region. And we just have this really educational leadership type of conference. And we hosted Mr. BBYO there.
So for Mr. BBYO, all of the Mountain AZA chapters competed for the Mr. BBYO title by competing in a pageant show. The chapter who gets the most money raised and the most amount of points wins. This year, Jack and Trotter was brought back from the dead, and they won the title of Mr. BBYO, and we made close to $1,000.
I think one of the biggest takeaways, aside from all the money you guys were able to raise, was the fact that we were able to do this online. Tell me a little bit about what you guys learned through that experience.
Yeah, so I think Sadie and I were really nervous going into it originally. This was our first fundraiser we were doing for the region in general, and it was over Zoom, so it was a lot going into it, but I think what we really realized, other than that amount we fundraised, which was really awesome, as you talked about, the other thing was why it was so successful. And what we saw was we put a lot into it beforehand. Before the actual fundraiser, we were making flyers, we were making profiles, we were posting on Instagram. We were doing all of these things leading up to the actual event that I think helped in the end and really brought in the money and what led to such a successful fundraiser.
Well, it was thrilling to watch, Mr. BBYO. And I know one project that you guys have been working on throughout the summer has been creating a regional website. Tell me a little bit about that project.
So going into the term, Sadie and I really wanted a place where people could find information about the region. And so we went ahead and made the website mtnbbyo.com. It's just Mountain shorted to MTN and then bbyo.com. It has information for prospects, for parents, for current members. I think it's a really great resource people should be taking advantage of. Again, that's mtnbbyo.com. And yeah, it has really great stuff there.
Levi and Sadie, thank you guys so much for building your Mount Rushmore of Jewish foods with me, explaining all about which Jewish object you would be, working so hard on not only Mr. BBYO, but the new Mountain Region website. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks for having us, man. I'm a big Mountain Region Radio fan.
Yes, thank you so much for having us, Sam. It is a dream come true.
Our next guest is Katie Fabricant. Katie is 15 years old and hails from Kiviat BBG number 646. She has her chapter Siganit and loves to read, bike with friends, and explore the world. So, without further ado, here is Katie Fabricant. What's up, Katie? How's it going?
It's good. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm having a great day. I'm really excited to be sitting down and talking with you.
I'm looking forward to it. What do you want to talk about first?
So, Katie, you were recently elected to your chapter's board back in the beginning of the summer, and you are your chapter's Siganit. What does that entail?
It's basically just all the programming and things like that, and I've just loved getting to work with a lot of the people on my board and just come up with ideas with them and just see all the opportunities that we have being online compared to in person, just taking advantage of all those different opportunities.
So you've definitely planned a lot of programs, and I'm sure you've been to a bunch too. What are some of the best programs that you've ever been to?
I would say some of my favorite programs definitely just heavily focus on sisterhood, because I think that that's something really important in Kiviat and just to BBGs in general, is just having a strong sense of sisterhood and everyone just being there for each other. One of my favorite programs that I can remember was a challah baking program, and I really liked how it incorporated the Judaism fold along with the sisterhood fold, because we were all just kind of making challah and making the dough so that we can go home and bake it, and it was just really fun because I remember that night I talked to a lot of people who I hadn't talked to before, so it was really nice to just like have an open environment to meet new people.
Tess Terry makes an absolute mean challah. I've used her recipe before. It's great. Go check it out in the transcript below. Katie, one of the things you mentioned that is the core central part of having a good BBG program is sisterhood. Now, I know you went on CLTC this summer, and although it was virtual, explain what that was like and how you were able to build friends through Zoom.
Yeah, I thought that it was an amazing opportunity to make friends because I didn't go to international convention this past year. It was a way for me to meet more people outside of our region. I've made amazing friends and I talk to them on the daily and I can't wait to eventually meet them. And although it was different at being online, I'm still glad I took advantage of the opportunity.
I love that. There are certainly a handful of opportunities within BBYO, and I think the one that all Olifs and BBG should take advantage of the most is being on their own chapter board. Now, Katie, we talked about you being your chapter Siganit this term, but tell me a little bit about what it took to get to that point. What other positions have you held, and what kind of work did that take?
I started BBYO in eighth grade and first semester of my freshman year, I wasn't on board and I was just kind of observing. And then second semester, freshman year, I ran with one of my friends for Shliha, and we were that position as co's, which was really fun. Unfortunately, majority of it was online, so we had to kind of work that out. But this term, I am Siganit for my chapter, which has been amazing. It's been so fun, and I love everyone on my board. And I would say just everyone who's there to like help you along the way, just definitely use them to your benefit. I know that I've had a ton of people to help me to be where I am now, and I definitely couldn't have done it alone. So just knowing that everyone's a resource to you is definitely something that I've made sure to follow.
Well, you definitely have a lot of experience. What one piece of advice would you give a member who wants to be their president or Gadol or Nasia one day?
I would definitely say just knowing that everyone's a resource to you, that no one will be upset if you ask a question. Just keeping in mind that everyone's there to help. You're not going to get there alone. People will always be there for you.
Well, Katie, you are absolutely killing it on Kiviat's chapter board, and you also hold a regional chair position. You're doing a lot of great work, not only within your chapter, but within the region. I thank you, Kiviat thanks you, and Mountain Region thanks you. Thank you so much for jumping on the podcast today.
Thanks, Sam. I love being on the show, and I'm super impressed with all that you've done.
Thanks again to my amazing guests, Mountain Region's Regional Gizbarim, Levi Tahan and Sadie Rosenthal, and Kiviat BBG's Siganit, Katie Fabricant. If you would like to connect with me or any of these phenomenal guests, go check out the full transcript of this show to find their info and all the other links mentioned. If you enjoyed this episode of Mountain Region Radio and you want to support our new podcast, I'd love it if you would leave us a review wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thanks again for joining me on this episode of Mountain Region Radio. It's been a pleasure. I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and I cannot wait to speak with you next week on a new episode of Mountain Region Radio.